time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. The many locations of Jethro all over mid-Michigan and West Michigan. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend, and we're going to have a little fun today. Fall of the year is here. There's tailgating going on. There's parties with friends. I think we're going to cover a little bit all of that, but I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It is the time coming up right now that the smokers seem to be even more beautiful as they roll, because the cool mornings, the cool nights, the smoke rolling off it,
right?
You know, maybe build a little bonfire, whatever, however you do your barbecue. I don't know. I know getting my bow out now and doing a little flinging of some arrows and heading up to the hunting land to get things ready for the best time of the year.
Right.
I love bow hunting. You know that. And, yep. Got a lot of things to be thankful for this year, even though the world seems to be an absolutely bizarre place that nobody recognizes anymore.
Right. Yeah, even the monarchy's changing now. So,
whatever.
You know, with the passing of the queen,
yeah.
I guess. But that's trivial in relation to a lot of things that are going on. But with regard to that, yeah, the bow hunting is coming up. Speaking of old friends we were talking about before the show started here, my Shartucky boys are October 1st is when bow season opens up, and we have a bow camp, which is nothing more than that early hunting, right, the first day or two or even a week or two of the season.
It's just a family reunion.
Yeah, it's a rebellion that we get together.
Reunion rebellion.
Yeah, but anyway, I've got a lot of cooking that I'm doing for that, and the guy that hosts it, his name's Tim. Tim retired this year. And so it's taking on a whole different complex because he's got a lot of time to play.
Well, I imagine every blind will be manicured now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, as if they weren't before. But now it's to a different level with heaters and the whole deal and rolling office chairs and all of that stuff in them. Kind of hilarious. But,
you can smoke heaters and you're blind?
Right, yeah, exactly. But no, where I was going he was in the commercial trades and a bunch of guys went together and bought him a retirement gift, and they sent him to Alaska for a week of fishing for his retirement gift. And he just got back, and he brought back 170 pounds of salmon and about 100 pounds of halibut. And this year, it's going to be fish camp at bow camp, because he's like, Jop, we usually do a bunch of beef or pork. He said, I'd like you to do salmon and halibut. So I'm looking up some recipes. I've done a lot of salmon, but I've never done halibut. I've eaten it a lot of times. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I going to do with it on the grill?
It's so simple.
Yeah.
I'll loan you, I have a giant fry pan. Well, you have one too, but I have one that particular I like. It's a cast aluminum pan.
Oh, okay.
And it's like no stick.
Okay.
Only it's aluminum. And with halibut, the way I like it anyway, is just lightly seasoned, lightly fried, and then put your herbs or whatever you want to finish it off. And it's just such a wonderful fish. It's the chicken of the sea.
Right. Yep.
The true chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
You ever catch one?
No. Nope.
I've
never had the
opportunity. It's like pulling up a garbage can lid.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it's just a big flat. It's like a giant silver dollar, right?
Yeah. Aren't they the ones that the eye moves to the other side of their head because they lay on the bottom? I think there's one side that's like pure white that's on the bottom all the time, then the other part is camouflaged to the bottom of the ocean.
Correct. And it's been a few years since I've seen one. So I the ones I had in my freezer all got ruined because an electrician made a mistake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That was expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, good for him. He's going to have some tails.
Right.
And you're going to have some awesome bear bait.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of carcasses.
Yeah, well, he's got it already. He's back. He went and he's back and he brought it all with him.
Oh, it's all filleted already.
It's all filleted, frozen, and ready to go. So he was...
Well, then last year's fish will be this year's
bear
bait.
Right, right. And he just asked me to cook some up, so I'm gonna do a couple test runs before I go down there and have to perform.
I think you should take Conrad with you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're gonna need some good music.
Well, there you go.
Right. Yeah, well, they handle
and
that
he likes fish.
Yep,
I do
exactly.
Like fish. Oh yeah,
but you mentioned that the smoker's rolling. I've got one rolling right now. Got a small little retirement party for somebody else today. But like you said, got up this morning and the butts were on most of the night. The smoke's rolling and the smell in the air, and it's a little crisp out in the morning, and it's just like, wow, this is where it needs to be right here. I love this time of year. Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a strange situation going on where my kitchen, this company's trying to move out and they can't get into their new building, so they bumped me out again yesterday. I spent yesterday in front of Premier Botanics, our new sponsor, which is right down on Main Street in Lowell. It's a micro dispensary, and they are cool folks. They make everything in the cannabis world. They gave me some of the CBD. It looks like it's in a deodorant container with a big ball on the end, and you just roll it on your elbow, and it a couple minutes later, you can already feel it, like taking the pain away. Because when I had that bike accident last year, I messed up my right elbow, and it's
a little tendonitis.
I don't think
or
I'm ever coming back at my age. It's some serious permanent damage. Which is why at 64 you probably don't start riding motorcycles again.
Yeah, that would maybe be an issue.
Anyway, had a good turnout yesterday. So since I got bounced out of my kitchen, and next weekend is the Up in Smoke event next Friday, I thought, well, I'll just go set up there, just do a pop up barbecue, and man, it was awesome. The traffic and a lot of people got to try the barbecue that. Because of where the kitchen is, if depending on how you travel, your routes, your habits,
yeah,
you might not go down that part of Alden Ash and see our signs, and you just might not know who we are. So now I'm right on M21, right across the street from Burger King, so it's perfect. And
Burger King barbecue. Yeah, okay, I get it.
And cannabis.
Yeah, right.
Well, the original cannabis shop that went into Lowell was always the joke because it was across the street from the trailer park right next to the Taco Bell.
Right.
So it was like the devil's triangle. They come across the park, hit the shop, go to Taco Bell, go back to the park.
Right.
It's a money trap.
Right.
Anyway, it's just a beautiful piece of property. It's a corner lot. It's right on a traffic light. And, of course, I had the big Grilling Guys canopy. I'll have that up next Friday. The founder made a 40-foot banner that says Grilling Guys Up in Smoke. So that's really cool.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, these guys are behind us.
Yep.
And that's really nice because we've always enjoyed our relationship with the microbrewers, and we're going to have an old friend on in segment three. But we've always enjoyed the relationship with microbrewers, and until you suggested that we take a look at the cannabis industry, I never even gave it two thoughts.
Right. Well, and it's something that at our age we grew up with. It was taboo. You didn't talk about it. It was clandestine. You kind of did it.
Hey,
but
that stigma's still there, man.
Right. Yep.
I've got guys who are in the business who have invested in some of these businesses, and they don't tell anybody.
Right.
Because they're afraid it'll hurt their business.
Yeah, and their friends will look down on them or whatever. But
but they sure do want the CBD. Hey, you got any of that CBD?
Yeah. Well, your
wife already chews the gummies to go to sleep. Jerk.
Right. Yeah, mine does. I know that. And like I said, I was at a convention about 3-4 weeks ago. It's a $3 billion industry in Michigan alone, and it's all over the United States. It's never going away. It's here to stay. They're figuring it out. There's a lot of challenges. The legislatures don't completely understand it yet either.
Well, the government gets to take part of it now.
Right.
They couldn't get it when it was black market.
Right, yeah.
The good news is the cartels are taking a hit on it. So, you know, that's okay.
Well, yeah, I guess, whatever. But
yeah, we don't need to feed the cartels.
Right. So coming up next, we might tackle a few recipes of things that you can do this fall that are kind of just fall nature. I think when I eat these kind of things, they just scream it's the fall of the year. They're a little bit heavier dishes and
a
little bit smoky.
Are you
going
to talk about Dutch ovens again? Well, I hate it when
that's a piece of equipment. That's not but pretty much anything that comes out of a Dutch oven screams fall as well. So, but you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM wherever you are. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tack, just off US 131, exit 76, or shop online at MillbrookTack.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome, you're right. Listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the first segment, you didn't miss a lot. But we were just chatting a little bit about things that have been happening this week. But the fall is in the air, and boy, that brings out a lot of different topics that Barbecue and Bob and I are going to shift to. But right now, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah. You are tongue-tied this morning.
I'm a little bit, yeah. I mean,
how many cups of coffee do you have?
Not enough, evidently.
Well, then you should have brought in some bloodies, because that always makes the show a little better.
Oh, stop right here. I have this out.
No, I don't want a recipe.
Oh.
Unless you can put it in a glass.
Oh, well, you can if I had it with me, but I don't. So, no.
So, I did a funeral for some very nice family this week, and it was...
when you did it, you mean you cooked food for them?
I catered it. Yeah. And one of the things they wanted was cheesy potatoes.
Oh.
Well, see, in my house... I don't do cheesy potatoes. That is my wife's thing.
Right.
Even though she doesn't like to do it. For some reason, she always does it. And like the very first time she ever did it, they were fantastic. And every time since then, I think she does a different recipe or follows something on a can of soup or something. And they just have never been that way. So I did some research and I wanted to get back to something more like... that first batch she did. And I came up with something that I thought was really good. And it was pretty simple. And I got some help from Chef Andy on it. I'm not going to post the recipe because it's kind of proprietary. It's for him. But I'm just going to tell you, when it comes to cheesy potatoes, which is a fantastic dish with barbecue, as was proven by this big event. They didn't rant and rave about the brisket, about the butts and beans, nothing. It was those potatoes. And I brought them 5 big pans of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's a lot of potato slicing.
If you think about all the events you go to with family.
Right.
Family reunions, Christmas, when somebody has to bring a dish. There's always somebody they ask to bring the cheesy potatoes. And you know who that person is? The person that makes really good cheesy potatoes, because they love them. There's so many recipes you can go astray, afoul very easily. So
what kind of cheese did you use in
that? I used cheddar.
Okay.
And sour cream.
Do you thin it so it's not stringy?
It was shredded. And what I did was mix the shredded cheddar up with the potatoes so it was distributed nicely.
When the potatoes were still hot?
Frozen.
Frozen. Oh, okay. So you bought frozen potatoes?
I went to Gordon's and got their frozen, the square kind, not the shredded hash browns, but the country hash browns or whatever they call them.
Chunks.
Yeah, they're square, little square bits. And because I was at an event the weekend before, and the barbecue caterer, a friend of ours, did it. And he did with stringy potatoes, and it was like mush.
Yeah.
Also,
like hash brown type potatoes.
Yeah, he did the strings, but it was also something about the way he made them that was just, it was not to my liking. Anyway, so I wanted it to be more like the cheesy potatoes that my sister-in-law makes every year.
Right.
And I didn't call her for a recipe. I just decided to try and rebuild it. And that's what I did. And it's not that hard. And then once you get them about half baked, pull them out, and you don't smoke this thing either. Don't mess with perfection. You pull it out and then put a bunch of that cheddar on top and maybe a little, I put some Monterey Jack, okay. Shredded Monterey Jack.
I've seen that with just a little bit of paprika on it too.
You can, if you want the color. Right. I don't know that, I still have a tough time discerning paprika when I taste it. I mean, it just doesn't do much for me. I'm missing that taste bud.
Yeah.
But I'm sure. Anyway. I'm sure it has a value.
Right.
The other thing is this time of year, I think, is of course smoked beans, which we do with every barbecue. But I think a lot of people maybe don't take the opportunity to smoke their beans when they're making them.
It's a big difference. I think two things on the smoker that really make beans good. One of them is the smoke that actually, you don't want heavy smoke because heavy smoke on anything goes bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And beans got quite a little bit of brown sugar in them. And what I really like about it is that it creates a little bit of a crust, that slow smoke. It's a little gummy on top. And then right before you serve those, you mix that in and you get a real nice smoky flavor in every bite. Because when I make a pan of beans, they're in a chafing pan, and what's that, like 4 inches deep?
Depends on which one you get.
Yeah, but so, I mean, a full pan, chafer pan of beans doesn't get smoke on the bottom. It's all on the top. And you know,
so it's okay if halfway through you're smoking. I leave beans on about 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Halfway through to pull them out and stir them.
Yep.
Turn it over.
Right.
Just like Lake Michigan does this time of year.
Yeah, right.
Turn it over.
Yeah, and then put them back in, and when they're finished, though, I mean, right before I serve them, I'll drop them in the chafer pan, and then I just stir them up before the first person comes through, and then everybody gets a little bit of smoke, and it's not so strong on the top and nothing underneath. So, yeah, if you leave them on there that 5 to 6 hours, like you were just talking about, they thicken up.
They do.
And you don't have watery.
And I always use Bush's beans for my standards.
Yep.
And then my Negros, I'll very often use theirs too, or whatever the brand is that Gordon's has. But when I pour those Bush's in, I leave all that juice on top.
Yep.
And then I put barbecue sauce in with it.
Yep.
And I get it good and sloppy because I know it's going to dehydrate in that process.
Right.
But also doing them under the brisket.
So you're getting drippings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. If you've got a multi-level smoker like we have, that's easy to do. If you don't, then you can catch those drippings and put them in the beans if you want. But what it is that beef fat that renders off those drippings, if you will, are really full of flavor.
You know that for this funeral, they also asked for vegetable trays, which is not something I typically promote,
right.
Although I will in the future because I think it's a great presentation. I put those pictures on the Grillin' Guys Takeout Facebook page of the spread we put out. But one of my servers, Rachel, went and served the event. She used to work for Jim Crank up at Crankers.
Oh, yeah.
And I met her at Deer Camp. You know, I go in there for Deer Camp all the time, and that's when I first ran into the lovely Rachel. And it was pretty funny. But they loved her over there. She's been in food service for 3 or 4 years, college student at Ferris, and just she knows how to take care of the crowd, which is why we love her down at the kitchen because she understands what people are looking for when they're hungry. They want it, and they want it now. And she kept that whole line. There was 120 people there probably.
Cool.
By herself, just kept it going. So everything was pre-planned, pre-built. And all she had to do was keep laying trays out. But what I did do for that vegetable tray was I got some broccoli. So Friday at the Premier Botanics, I grilled up a little bit of that broccoli in EVO, and that was really tasty.
What'd you do with it? Just EVO?
Handed it out. Yep.
No, I meant kind of
I roll it around
seasoning.
In EVO. I throw it in a basket, and I just crisp it up a little bit and then season it with one of my favorite blends and just put it out for the seagulls.
And they come by and they pick it up.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we've got a guest from Dragon Mead Brewery. It happens to be the CEO of the company, Spencer Chanel. And he's going to impart on you a little bit about what Dragon Mead does. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you want to learn more about a unique beverage, stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you tuning in each and every week, wherever you are in this great state of Michigan or in the world, as it may be, on our podcast, thegrillingguys.com. You can catch all of that stuff. Talking about just reaching out to old friends this week, and the fall is in the air and all this barbecue. Don't know anything that goes better with barbecue than a few friends and some cold beers. So, Barbecue Bob, we've got an old friend on the line.
That's right. It is, welcome to the show, Spencer Chanel. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So
doing great, yourself.
So Spencer is the CEO of Dragon Mead Brewery. Tell us, you've been working here for a couple of years now, haven't you?
Yes, I have. hold on, once my alarm just went off my phone.
Squirrel.
We've been around since 1997, we've been brewing in Warren for 25 years now, and just opened up a second location in St. Clair Shores in 2019.
Well, I've only been to your Warren location, but I was teeing you up to give you the opportunity to tell your story a little bit about. You know, you were a kid when your dad started this place.
Since we opened up in 1997, I actually brewed my first all-grain batch of beer when I was 10.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, better late than never. But, I've been working there. Started as a keg washer, was barbacking here and there. I was emptying water tons, and I was waiting until I was a full-time brewer there. And so now I'm that's my full-time job, and I run the place, so it's pretty awesome.
So I think my brother-in-law over there in Troy, every time he and I get a chance to get together, we hit a couple of our favorite places, and he turned me on to you about 7 or 8 years ago, and I took one taste of course I won't be able to think of the name of it
now. Your
Final Absolution. And
yeah.
And I was brought right back to Belgium. I took one taste of that, and I said, oh, my gosh, somebody here really knows how to make a triple. And then I had another, and I can't remember, but I might have even had another. But tell us about that beer, because if people here, most people have never been to Belgium. Most people have probably never even really paid attention to Belgian beers. But if you haven't, this is a build of a beer that you really need to get your head around, because it's like dessert. It's a treat.
Oh, yes. Well, so it's actually funny you mentioned that you went back to Belgium in your head, because that's what the Belgian judges who were scoring us for the World Beer Cup kind of were. When it was actually in Belgium. So that beer won the gold medal in the World Beer Cup. And then the notes for that particular beer, they're trying to figure out whether or not it was Affligem with a Westmalle yeast bill or Westmalle with an Affligem grain bill. And they're arguing that it's a special batch of Affligem or a special batch of Westmalle. And it's just this tiny little brewery in Warren that beat them all.
That's so cool, so, because you're in the holy grail of beers, in my opinion. I think Belgium is the birthplace of beer.
Thank you.
The Germans will argue it, but I'm convinced that the Belgians really, really developed the beer art, the monks in Belgium, and it's there's all kinds of proof to that. But regardless, you can still travel over there. Like,
I would even say the Mesopotamians or the Egyptians, but yeah.
Well, that could be. That could be. I just haven't been to Egypt. I haven't been to Egypt yet. But Lower Flanders Lower Flanders on its own has 250 breweries. Just Lower Flanders.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's like one for every five citizens.
It's not that crazy, though. I mean, everything is so small. It's kind of like it is here in Michigan right now, where, you know, we finally just surpassed the number of breweries that we had pre-prohibition.
Wow.
Because obviously beer being illegal and everything closed down. However, we're nowhere near the per capita amount. So there's still room for growth there. You know, everyone used to just go to the local brewery and pick up some beer, just like, you know, how we do it now. Your local bar would probably be a brewery. There's tons of them everywhere.
Yeah, Milwaukee had hundreds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to... If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network, and we're speaking with Spencer Chanel. Am I saying your last name right?
Channel.
Channel, okay. Yeah. So you're on the Beer Channel right now with Spencer. And he's the CEO of Dragon Mead Brewery, which is in Warren. And now you have another location up in, what, St. Clair Shores? Or yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about one.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that question.
Tell us about St. Clair Shores. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Okay. So in 2019, on December 15th, we opened up in St. Clair Shores after, you know, several years of, you know, construction being in Warren and, you know, a lot of bad setbacks. I realized I needed to focus a lot more on a pub as opposed to distribution. And being from from St. Clair Shores, living in the town, like, well, might as well open up a place, you know, here where I know the drinking scene and, you know, I'm part of it. And so
right. Good idea.
Opened up, you know, can't bring people to the beer, bring the beer to the people. And so I did the same, you know, did that. So we opened up our second location, but with an emphasis on extremely high quality food as well.
Really?
So, because that's something we've never done before. And honestly, I am still terrified of the notion that we have a kitchen. being a brewer all my life. You know, it's a whole new animal, and thankfully I have some really awesome guys in the kitchen to actually, you know, make up for my lack of experience with that. So we put a big emphasis on making good quality food that didn't break the bank, that wasn't pretentious, but wasn't just bar food, you know, that kind of a direction. So we went super local with all our food. I think I pick up the meat every day, from Frank's Meat right down my street. It's a fantastic butcher shop, and I see the kill sheets in the morning, and usually the cow is less than 8 hours old.
Wow.
By the time I pick up the food. We either hand-bake our bread or pick some up from a local bakery right, you know, half a mile away.
Hey, Spencer?
Our pretzels are made by the bagel maker, you know, so it's...
Hey, Spencer, we're going to put you on hold and take a break. We'll get right back to you, and you can finish that up, but... we also want to talk about the beer scene in Michigan in general. This is the Grilling Guys. We're going to be back in just a second.
Now hit me.
The Grilling Guys.
We're the Grilling Guys, coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grilling Guys, I'll tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
And now, back to the Grilling Guys show.
We're the Grilling Guys, coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM Network all over West Michigan. We appreciate you guys all tuning in. Happy weekend. A little snap in the air. And we're thinking about a lot of things that are going to be coming up here in the next couple months that are really high on my priority list. I love this time of year. But we got a guest on the guest line right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we do. And we're not only that, we're Michigan Talk Network, but we're also on WBRN for our big bulldog station in Big Rapids. Oh, yeah. And more importantly, you can just go to thegrillingguys.com and look for the Listen Live button, click it, and guess what? You'll get us.
Right.
Boom.
Yep.
Or you can sign up for the podcast, no charge. We'll drop it in your phone. We'll sneak into your room every night and drop it in your phone.
And, just once a week. And just, but you can hear us coming. We're not real sneaky.
And, of course, if you look at thegrillingguys.com, you'll see a link. You can follow us on Facebook if you like. You can look to the right side of the page, and you'll see all sorts of companies. Those are our sponsors, and we would love it if you would shop with them because they support us and keep bringing you this product. And one of them is MyPillow. Another one is ThermoPen. I sell more ThermoPens than anybody I know because everybody sees mine and says, "Whoa, that's cool." Well, then, you know, you got to have one.
It's essential. If it's you don't not have just a, cool, but it's essential barbecue
too. Yeah, if you don't have a ThermoPen, there's like $80 and it's made in America. But anyway, if you want to sign up for the podcast, You can find this show because you might have missed the live broadcast, but we're talking with Spencer from Dragon Mead, which is, all honesty, he's not here to give me a free beer, but I'll plug him anyway. This is, I'm telling you that Final Absolution, Jop, is one of the best beers I've ever had, and I've been to Belgium, I've been to West Vlietren and had the triple, and so anyway, come on back on, buddy, and we'll talk a little bit of that in St. Bernardus or whatever you want. But we want to know how people can find you in Warren and St. Clair Shores.
So our Warren location is in an 11 in grow spec. Basically just take 696 down and there you are.
Okay.
And St. Clair Shores is right on about 9.5 in Jefferson.
Oh, okay. We have a lot of family in that area. Yep.
So, Spencer, tell me about it.
You've been.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, can you tell me about it, please? The you've been in this business, you said, since you were 10 years old, almost pushing 30 years. What's different now than when you started? I mean, where do you see the Michigan brewing going?
So obviously now there's a lot more breweries than 10 years ago. And craft beer has really become mainstream. You know, it used to be we used to be a novelty of an industry, you know, people who wanted good beer and good beer wasn't around. You know, we essentially wanted to have beer to drink, and since there wasn't beer, unless you travel overseas and import something, you know, good beer didn't exist, so we decided to make it. Now it's everywhere, so the competition is, I think, become more of a factor, but also as an advertisement as well. So we have more competition, but a lot more clients as well.
And are you making?
Of Michigan right now.
Are you doing any seltzers?
We actually make a couple options for like gluten free reasons for people that just can't have beer but want something to drink at the bar.
Right.
So we actually make a seltzer. And one of our bartenders at the Mead, she actually makes simple syrups by reducing a bunch of fruit and makes some pretty creative flavors.
Wow.
And we actually hand mix the seltzers bar side, just like an old-time soda jerk. And that's how we get our seltzers out there. Everything is, you know, usually really, really fresh in the ingredient there. We just mix it to the base seltzer.
So it's a tap house only kind of specialty, which is cool. Another reason to come
it
stop
is.
In.
Yeah, you know what? And the cool thing about that is, let's say you're out with three couples. Well, there's probably one person in those six that's just not a big beer person. She is typically
generally
a wine person. There's some guys that don't like beer. I just don't associate with them. But so you want to keep the gang together. So good on you, Spencer. You should have options like that will allow them to celebrate with everybody else, because who wants to exclude beautiful women?
Exactly. Well, that's why I opened up into wine and the ciders. Hopefully I'll have some liquor pretty soon. We just applied for the inspection for a liquor license for producing. So that'd be cool too.
Oh, you're going to produce liquor?
Yep. We could only legally sell what we make. So I couldn't go down the street and get a bottle of Jack Daniels and sell it there. But if I make some whiskey, well, I can sell it then.
Yeah. See, that's your government tax dollars at work. They have all these stupid. Well, you can do this, but you can't do that. Why? Because I said so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Free man.
Basically. Yeah.
So that's very cool. And tell me, we probably talked about Final Absolution enough. Not really, in my opinion. But what are your next three best-selling beers?
So Eric the Red is our next best-selling beer. It's a light Irish red, fantastic beer. But it's kind of funny. It's like one of the most opposite from Final Absolution beers you can get. It's you know, slightly higher body, but lower alcohol, red in hue, very English. They're quintessential English red.
Beautiful.
Whereas Final Absolution is high in alcohol, very light-bodied, very smooth. It's kind of neat how the high and the low alcohol beer is that popular together. I would also say that after Eric the Red, in-house, our Oktoberfest Marzen this time of the year, like our lagers really kick butt.
Really?
but in distribution are apricot wheat. We like fruit beers. We like them because we make them very beer first and fruit as a little hint just to make it smell and taste a little bit like apricot or like raspberries, like our other fruit beers are. But we always want to make sure that it's not a fruit bomb. We're not just pouring slurry of juice in there and diluting it, making you a fruit cocktail and calling it a beer. We just wanted to be a real beer that happened to have some flavor in it.
And so, that's been a nice addition.
Number three.
That's been a nice addition to the beer industry. I remember when Tim Surprise, what did Surprise come out with that time? Oh, it was a mango IPA. And I just threw a fit and I took a drink and said, wow, is this good? Well, listen, Spencer Channel from Dragon Mead Brewery in Warren and St. Clair Shores. I can't wait till the next time I get down to the Motor City because I'm going to look you up and make sure that we can raise a glass and just continue this conversation. But what's your website, buddy?
Dragonmead.com.
Too easy.
Yeah.
DRAGONMAD.com. I mean, it helps when you get your domain in 97.
Yeah. you must have called the vice president that year.
You got to hold
that.
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Yeah, I said, we still got that one.
All right, Spencer. Thanks a lot, buddy. Dragon Mead Brewery, Warren, St. Clair Shores. If you want to try the best beer in the world, just try and get your hands on a bottle of Final Absolution from the Pope. See you, buddy. Thanks.
I see you.
Okay.
Interesting guy.
Yes.
He's
humble.
Yeah.
He's humble.
He's very humble.
Plus there was a little phone
delay.
There's
a phone delay. I apologize for the quality of that. But
thanks a lot, Randy. Why don't you come up with a better phone system for crying out loud?
Yeah. The thing that he didn't mention about the brewing world that's changed is you heard the guy opened a high end restaurant to bring people to his beer.
Well, that's good for a lot of reasons.
It is. It's great because everybody likes to eat when they're drinking a beer. But he went high end with it, which is unique because most of the places are pub food.
Well, here's what impressed me with our conversation the other day. He goes after a beer and he tries to perfect that category. He's not just Belgian.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. Pretty cool. All right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM's network. Everybody, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And you go out and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.